Ashland City.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. They were in the same state, but hundreds of miles apart. President Biden and former President Trump on the Texas border with immigration, a key issue in the 2024 election. Mr. Trump in Eagle Pass.
This is a Joe Biden invasion. This is a Biden invasion over the past 3 years.
The president in Brownsville.
Folks, the bipartisan border security deal is a win for the American people. And it's a win for the people of Texas, and it's fair for those who legitimately have a right to come here.
He's urging Congress to reconsider the deal. Jack Texera, the young Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online, has reportedly reached a plea deal with federal prosecutors. Three police officers and a court employee were shot while serving an eviction notice at a home in Independence, Missouri. One of the officers and the employee died. Former U.S. Ambassador to Bolivia Manuel Rocha plans to plead guilty to spying for Cuban intelligence. This is ABC News. Oprah Winfrey is leaving the Weight Watchers board of directors, and she's donating all of her interest to a museum. Shares dropped more than 20% on the news. Oprah disclosed late last year that she's been taking weight loss medication. One of the big three automakers is joining forces with the most well-known electric vehicle charging networks.
Owners of Ford EVs will be able to use much of Tesla's vast charging network in the U.S. and Canada as a deal that was reached between the companies last year becomes a reality. Tesla's network turned on for Ford EVs this week. There is a hitch, though. Current Ford EV owners will need to get an adapter to use Tesla's plug. Ford says it'll provide those adapters for free but won't ship them until March. Ford also says its future EVs will come with Tesla connectors starting next year. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Electronic Arts is cutting about 5% of its workforce, about 670 employees. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right, you find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final, Thursday, February 29th only. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
mostly clear tonight, low 28, partly cloudy, breezy, and even warmer tomorrow, high 54. Mostly clear tomorrow night, low 32. Lots of sunshine and balmy on Saturday with a high of 63. And partly cloudy, windy, and very warm for early March on Sunday. A 50% chance of rain showers or storms later at night, high 72. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southeast at around 3 miles per hour, and it's clear, and our current temperature is 46 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Climbing up in my Jeep, rocking dollar rag shades from the Mapco. Got your hand catching waves out the window while you sing, tapping your feet on the dashboard. You make this 94 Cherokee feel like a 63 Corvette headed nowhere. The freckles on your skin telling me it's time again to put a little wind in your hair. Oh, whoa. Sparks flying off of us like a Roman candle lighting up. Oh, whoa. Found a little bit of heaven in the highway river. You could melt a Midwest winter, make December feel like spring. No, something like this will change with the weather. Summer to me. Get those Levi's out the closet. Cut them back in college. Take a drive down to the water. Sunset bouncing off your eyes. Chasing cotton candy sky. Make a moment last a little longer. Oh, whoa. Sparks flying off of us like a Roman candle lighting up.
Always be 18. Looking at you takes my breath away.
Was Shane Miner with I Think You're Beautiful at 6:16, and our temperature is 45 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge, with the winds out of the southeast at around 3 to 5 miles per hour. And as I mentioned earlier, we have some high school football, not football, boy, I'm way ahead of myself, high school basketball action. It is girls' action. It's the semifinals for the sectionals, and that's going to be played at the Richland Steiner High School, this game is. And it'll feature Argyle Pecatonica against Wazika Steuben, and Phil Nee and Henry Bray will be making the call for that game, and that game should start at around 6:40 tonight. Also, the Bucks are in Charlotte to take on the Hornets, and that game is going on right now on WRCE 107.7. and AM 1450. And looking ahead to tomorrow, if you want to make some dinner plans, St. Luke's Church in Plain is hosting a family-style fish fry, and that's going on from 5 to 8. Carryouts will also be available. The church hall is handicap accessible. Coming up next from 2016 is Grayson with 10987.
Around way too slow, and you know the Monday screaming round the bend. Well, I just got up, the boys are gonna go out and raise a little hell, go to a bar and paint the town red. There'll be tequila shots, there'll be pretty girls, there'll be beer on ice, and everyone yell 10, 9, 8, 7. This town tastes like heaven. 6, 5, 4. I want a little more. 3, 2, 1. Now the night has just begun. We're gonna make a little love before the moon becomes the sun. Before the moon becomes the sun. It is gonna hurt today, but waking up with you should take the pain away. I really hope you like what you see, 'cause laying in my bed, there's an angel next to me. Yeah, you're so damn pretty, you're super perfect. I'd like to keep you, I don't deserve to. 10, 9, 8, 7. Tastes like heaven. 6, 5, 4. I want a little more. 3, 2, 1. Now the night has just begun. We're gonna make a little love before the moon becomes the sun. I'm not one to kiss and tell, but I will tell you every day. 10, 9, 8, 7. Girl, you look like heaven. 6, 5, 4. One little more. 3, 2, 1. Now the night has just begun. We're gonna make a little love before the moment comes to sing.
Comes the sun. sipping on $10 drinks. Soul out, can't hardly think. This uptown crowd conversation, don't even know what the hell they're saying. Been sitting here all night long, still ain't heard one country song. I tell you right now, if it was up to me, I'd do a little differently. If I had a bar, it'd be honky-tonk heaven. That steel guitar would stay cranked up to 11. 24-7 pouring doubles in their drinks for free. Wouldn't be too hard to find an empty seat, oh no. Right beside some pretty girls, shooting pool and singing to Merle. Those neon lights would never go dark if I had a bar. I can almost see it now. A little dive on the edge of town. Miller Lite sign shining like a beacon, serving up whatever you're needing. Bartender knows everybody's name, pours a little wisdom in every drink. Got dust on the floor, then doors are slinging. Maybe I'm just dreaming, but if I had a bar, it'd be honky-tonk heaven. That steel guitar stay cranked up to 11. 24-7 pouring doubles in their drinks for free. Wouldn't be too hard to find an empty seat, oh no. Right beside some pretty girls, shooting pool and singing to Merle's. Neon lights would never go dark if I had a bar. Heaven, that steel guitar stay cranked up to 11. 24-7 pouring doubles in their drinks for free. Wouldn't be too hard to find an empty seat, oh no. Right beside some everyday Joe, sure ain't scared of no dirty jokes. Those neon lights would never go dark. Let a hole in the wall with some hillbilly charm. If I had a bar, if I had a bar, if I had a bar, if I had a bar.
Sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down. Recommend you don't try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They said
people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Gunderson Bosqueval Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Bosqueval today.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
WRCO 100.9.
Touché, touché. You're right, there's nothing I can say. Wishy-washy girl, but it's a wishy-washy world. Go away, no, wait a minute. I want out, then I want in it. I'm all confused, but I admit it. Go away, no, wait a minute. C'est la vie, la vie. You get when you get me. I have the right to change my mind at least a couple hundred times. Go away, no, wait a minute. I want out, then I want in it. I'm all confused, but I admit it. Go away, no, wait a minute. We'll be right back.
get away and get out on my own. And looking back now, ain't it funny how I've been trying to get back home? Yeah. When my low self-esteem needs a man loving me, and I find me a perfect catch, then I see my friends having wild weekends, and I don't want to be quite so attached. Just as soon as I get what I want, I get unsatisfied. Good is good, but could be better. I keep looking for something more. I always wonder what's on the other side of the number two door. Looking for something more. Well, the straight-haired girls, they all want curls, and the brunettes wanna be blonde. It's your typical thing, you got yin, you want yang. It just goes on.
Welcome to High School Sports on WRCO. We have a special broadcast tonight featuring Wazika Steuben against Argyle Pecatonica in sectional semifinal girls basketball. It's straight ahead tonight following the pregame show on this particular program sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports of Richland Center.
Whether you're chasing walleye or cruising in tubing with the family, Vitesnik Power Sports has the boat for you to experience life on the water. The 2023 model year-end clearance is happening right now while supplies last. Save up to $16,000 on select models. You'll find a great selection of boats from Tracker, Nitro, Ranger, Triton, Tahoe, Sun Tracker, and Regency, along with Sea-Doo Watercraft and Ascend Kayaks. Create memories for years to come. Visit Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or vitesnik.com.
WIAA Tournament Wrestling tomorrow gets underway with state team action. It's also the state gymnastics meet at Wisconsin Rapids High School, and boys basketball regional semifinals will be played at various locations on Friday night. Tonight, the girls basketball teams take center stage in Division II in the Barrow Boo sectional. It's West Salem playing Onalaska at La Crosse Central High School, and Elkhorn meets McFarland at Middleton. Also tonight in Division III, Edgerton plays Edgewood at Stoughton, and Lake Mills will battle Waupun at Lodi High School. The sectional championships will be played on Saturday afternoon at 1 at Evansville High School. In Division IV, Neillsville takes on Westfield at Stevens Point, and at Lancaster tonight, New Glarus is playing Cuba City. The winners of these games will face off at Wisconsin Dells High School Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And in Division V, Cochrane Fountain City is playing Royal at La Crosse Logan High School. And tonight at Richland Center, Argyle Pecatonica is taking on Wazika Steuben.
Eastside BP on Richland Center's Eastside is open every day to serve you with quality BP fuels and all kinds of delicious food and snacks. Hours 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Pick up milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and other everyday items you need all in one stop. And keep your vehicle clean with a touch-free automatic car wash at Eastside BP Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Right outside your door, there's a lifetime of memories waiting to be made. All American Do It Center is your number one place to get the world's number one composite decking, Trex. Trex decking won't stain. It won't need to be stained. It doesn't warp, nor is damaged by insects. Trex decking has a 25-year limited residential warranty. Start your new deck now with Trex Composite at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The pregame show continues as we lead toward game time between Argyle Pecatonica and Wazika Steuben. Earlier, I talked with Ben McCulloch, head coach of Wazika Steuben. Ben, as you look at this year with Wazika Steuben, was this kind of expected? Was it expected to be a pretty good year for you guys?
I think we had some good expectations. I don't know if it was quite these kind of expectations. We had a lot of young kids that were stepping up to the varsity level that, you know, we didn't know how they were going to exceed, and they've really done well and bought in playing together, and so it's worked out well.
Was there a point in the season, maybe a game, where, you know, the light bulb kind of went on a little bit for this team?
I think the two losses that we did have, you know, I don't know if you can, you know, sometimes say if there's good losses or not, but they kind of woke these guys up and realized that, you know, nothing comes easy. You got to get out there and earn it when you're playing against these good teams, and they really bought into trying to get better on defense after that.
Well, you came through a tough regional. You're pretty well battle tested now, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Our whole half sectional there was just phenomenal. The second and third round games across the board were just great. So, yeah, if we can just kind of get our nerves taken care of right away, I think we can give them a run.
What do you know? What stands out in the scouting report about Argyle Pecatonica?
Oh, they're just fast. They're long. They're athletic. They like to play a lot like us. We like to speed the game up a little bit too. But you know, they can just score across the board, and they have. They're real quick, real fast. They're going to be in your face, and they're going to chase you all over.
We will have more from Ben McCulloch, head coach of Waseca Steuben, coming up on today's Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium, and if you have an accident, you file a claim. With a title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center proudly presents the trumpet stylings of Larry Ferguson. If that music is driving you to drink, make sure your pump and well are working so you always have the water you need to drink. You can trust Advanced Pump and Well Solutions to make sure your pump and well are working right or to get it working if it's not. Call 608-649-4488.
Ben McCulloch joins us, coach of Waseca Steuben. Coach, do you have any common opponents with Argyle Pecatonica?
Yeah, played a few. They played Highland, obviously, the last game. They played them in the season. Belmont, they played in the season. So there's a couple of them that we played recently here. So I've got to see a little bit about them.
Definitely the Ridge and Valley, I think, has improved. I think you were tested night in and night out this year pretty well, weren't you?
Yes, much more than normal. We kind of stepped up, and across the board, you didn't have those laydown games, so that definitely helped us too. Yeah, where everybody's improving across the board, and I think that helps.
Who do you look at as your leaders this year, Ben?
Pretty easily, Allie Wall, Cameron Herta have just stepped up as seniors, and just they're not real rah-rah girls, but they. Just the way they carry themselves in practice every day, and they're definitely our leaders.
Your school district, I just always admire the way the kids play for you and everything, and the community backs you up there. So, I mean, not only girls basketball, but you got a real good thing going there, don't you?
Yeah, it's just a great small community that sticks there, and they love, when the sports are doing well, they really jump on.
This will be a big atmosphere for the whole community on Thursday. What does this do for the program making it to the sectional this year?
We've been enjoying some success here recently, and I think the kids build on that. And just the atmosphere, even through the regional final, having it at home, and it just makes these, the younger kids are there, and they step up and see what potential is out there.
What kind of a game best suits you here on Thursday night?
If we can rebound and run with them, I think it's going to be a fun game to watch. It's going to be fast up and down.
And it's a big court there at Richland Center. Have you played there before?
We have not. So that'll be a little bit of an adjustment, but I hope we can handle it.
Sounds good. And you're pretty healthy right now?
Right now we are. We had a couple kids that kind of went through the illness bug a little bit through last weekend through the regionals there, but as of right now, I think we're good to go.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for joining us, and good luck in this next level against Argyle Pecatonica.
Thanks, Philip.
The head coach of Waseca Steuben, Ben McCulloch, on today's pregame show.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Richland Center High School, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's action between Argyle Pecatonica and Wazika Steuben here on WRCO Radio. We bring you the game, and we look forward to the excitement that it will be bringing here tonight, and a lot of crew coming in here as well. In fact, we were watching them open the doors at 6 o'clock, and there were a lot of people that were lined up and around the friendly confines of Richland Center High School. Good to see the stands starting to fill up here tonight. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Henry Bray.
Good evening, Phil.
What about the excitement that this one is building?
Well, I tell you what, the excitement is in the air. This is a packed house. You've got a couple in on the ends for seating, but people are still piling in. Should be a great ball game tonight, Phil.
Well, we have seen both teams along the way this year during our sports coverage, and we know that both of them like to get up and down the floor a little bit. Looking for that kind of game?
Yep, I think it is. And, you know, Hank's keys to the game tonight, Phil, I mean, you honestly got to limit each team to one offensive shot. Defensive rebounding is going to be huge in this ball game, especially for Wazika, just because of the talent and the speed on Argyle's side.
Right. So, in other words, if you make the steal, you got to try to finish it.
You got to finish it. Yes. And it's going to be one of those games where you're going to get a break here and there, and you have to capitalize on that. So, I mean, and I know people go, "Oh, you always say that." Well, tonight's game's a little bit different because Argyle can push it just a little bit quicker. I've had Argyle a couple times this year. I've had Wazika a couple times. And it's just one of those things where you've got to get in front of the – you have to get in front of the defense and finish.
24-2 for Wazika Steuben, 24-1 for Argyle Pecatonica. And that's it's a couple of really good records.
Yes.
Three losses between them.
Oh, I tell you what. So you're looking at 50-3 for tonight. I mean, coming in, I mean, these teams don't know how to lose.
No, they don't.
So it's going to be a dogfight all the way then. So – and rebound's going to be the key.
Cameron Herta, the leading scorer. She averages 13.4 for Wazika Steuben. Allie Wall averaging 12. And Elizabeth Wright averaging nearly 7. And rebounds that Hank talked about. Allie Wall averages 7 per ball game. Cameron Herta, 5. And Allie Wall, the leading assist dealer, 3.5 per ball game. And Emma Wall just over 3. On the other side for Argyle Pecatonica, look out for Kylie Butler, averaging 23 points per ball game. Brooke Wilnitz, 15. Anna Tisch, 8. And as far as the rebounding, Brooke Wilnitz averaging 8. Anna Tisch, nearly 6. Kylie Butler, the leading assist person, 4.1 per ball game. But again, Butler and Wilnitz, the real deal. You know, you average 23 points. That means you score more than 23 a few times.
Well, and this is a D5 ball game. And people, well, it's only D5, but you know, it's still 23 points a ball game against the same kids. I mean, that she's a great ball player. I mean, she's going to be tough. You're going to have to limit somebody else. She's probably going to get her points, Phil.
Right, right.
But you're going to have to limit everybody else.
The coach of Argyle Pecatonica is Jen Wellness Krogman, and Jen played at UW Green Bay.
Yes, she did.
Many years ago.
And she actually has been to state a couple times herself in Argyle. She is a family of 8. I mean, she has seven brothers and sisters as siblings. So you know, I saw an interview on her this afternoon. It's really tough at her family reunion stuff because it's all sports. So she is a competitor, and she has actually instilled this into the Peck Argyle program. So look, I mean, good things coming for them.
And Brooke, I believe, is her youngest sister.
Yes. Yep.
And only a freshman too.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And she's on the team. Mm-hmm. So coach, she knows how to win. So, and she's instilled this and that, and they'll get after you.
On the other side, Wazika Steuben. I've known Ben McCulloch for years, and we talked about it in the interview a little bit. I know you didn't get a chance to hear it, but the way that that school district supports its school for all activities, and they're good in almost everything, too.
Oh, they're very competitive. Mm-hmm. I mean, look tonight. There's probably more people here in the stands tonight from Wazika than it is actually in the town.
There's no doubt.
You know, it's one of these schools that they're close-knit. I mean, Ben is a great coach. You know, he is a great, great coach. And as an official, he doesn't say nothing to you unless you miss something. So if Ben actually says something to you, you probably miss something. And that's a credibility line because he doesn't stand up there and bark at you
all the time
for nothing.
Yeah.
So, and that man knows how to win. He's been very successful in the Ridge and Valley. And, you know, he's a great coach. And he is instilled, and when he was in high school, he was a great athlete. So,
oh, sure.
So,
yep.
I mean, I think he was a three-sport state athlete. He knows how to win. He knows how to coach. And he puts it into his girls. So we'll see tonight.
It's interesting to see alumni come out for these games, you know. And one of them is Mike Foley, who's the athletic director at Platteville. But he's in the Wazika Steuben Hall of Fame, I believe.
Yes.
But he went into his closet, dug out his green, and he's here tonight. So there are a lot of alumnus here.
Yes, they are. I mean, and tonight's officials, you have Jerry Sample, you have Brian Slatt, and you have Michelle Gates. So good official crew. So we'll see what happens tonight. So we're ready.
We're ready.
I mean, it's we got almost 3 minutes to tip off, at least till the national anthem.
All right. We'll take time out and be back with more from Richland Center High School. Special coverage tonight for Henry Bray. I'm Phil Nee, and this is WIAA sectional semifinal girls basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Home Sweet Home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies, including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these items and many more. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. Rural Mutual believes that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual has been the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started way back in 1965. From football to volleyball, and from soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our teams and our communities can work together to be true champions.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. As we get set for the action tonight, you'd swear with Argyle Pecatonica and their orange and black that it was a Richland Center event going on tonight. I did a double take at first when it first started to fill up. I'm like, oh, the Richland Center student section is here. Wait a minute. Oh, no, they're not. They're different. But Argyle has the Oriole here. But I'm told Peck Argyle doesn't necessarily have an official mascot. So it's... I guess it's just Peck Argyle basketball tonight.
Yeah.
The Oriole is here.
The Oriole is here, yep.
He's made his way. But, again, you have a couple of small schools, Pecatonica and Argyle, that love their team. And, boy, they get out and support. And they made the trip to Richland Center tonight. And from Wazika-Steuben area, and you see some fans here from the Seneca area, which is just up on top of the hill. And
see some Ithaca fans here.
Yeah, Ithaca's represented here tonight.
So the Ridge and Valley, I mean, good for them to come out and support Waseca.
It looks very good for the Ridge and Valley.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
We talked to Coach McCulloch about that this year. I think each and every night it's been, pretty competitive.
Yep.
Not a lot of blowouts this year in the league, and while a lot of schools are struggling with numbers for girls basketball, they were able to field some good teams this year.
They were. So, and some of the teams that have been doing well in the Ridge and Valley have, were not at the top again this year. So, so it's evening out. So,
changing of the guard a little bit, maybe in some ways. We'll introduce you to the starters in just a moment, but right now at Richland Center High School, a packed house on hand. Everyone standing to face the flag as we recognize our national anthem here tonight. And we'll have the singing tonight. A couple of cheerleaders from Argyle Pecatonica taking the mic. Tonight's national anthem prior to tip-off time at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Waseca Steuben and Dorn in their green and gold uniforms, and Pecatonica Argyle in their home white. They have green lettering as well, and some orange sprinkled in there as well for the Argyle team. So let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game here at Richland Center High School. Sectional semifinal action. First of all, for Waseca Steuben, number 3, 5'7", junior, Elizabeth Wright. Number 5, 5'10", senior, Cameron Herta. Number 10, 5'6", junior, Emma Wall. Number 12, 5'4", senior, Morgan Berger. And number 42, 5'8", senior, Allie Wall. On the other side for Argyle Pecatonica, number 1, 5'7", sophomore, Kylie Butler. Number 2, 5'6", freshman, Avery Steiner. Number 3, senior, 5'8", guard, Anna Tisch. Number 10, 5'6", sophomore, Loretta Tisch. And number 21, 5'10", freshman, Brooke Wellness. Those are the starters for tonight's action here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse as the teams take to the court in front of a great house. This is just an awesome atmosphere for high school sports, eh?
It is awesome. I mean, these people are pumped up and ready to go. I think the last time that I saw a sectional final here, it was Seneca and Waseca.
Oh, yeah.
So,
for
huge crowd.
For boys.
Yes, for boys. It was huge. I was sitting over in the corner. Huge crowd. And they even had the